ABC Radio Australia.
Well, medical experts say as many as a third of Fiji's COVID-19 deaths may be unreported as the country's health system struggle to cope with the current outbreak. Fiji's death toll stands at 206, with a further 102 people with the disease reported to have died from other causes. One public health expert says the government could be suppressing the full extent of the outbreak. Mackenzie Smith reports.
Since April, Fiji's COVID-19 outbreak has escalated to more than 24,000 cases. However, in June, Fiji began distinguishing between COVID-19 deaths and people who tested positive for the disease but died of other medical conditions. The 101 people in the second category now make up 34% of the total deaths. Michael Baker, a professor of public health at Otago University, says Fiji may be downplaying the pandemic's cost.
On the face of it, it looks like a government that is actively suppressing testing and suppressing reporting of likely COVID mortality just from those numbers. And it's just not plausible to have so many people, as you point out, who have died and have a underlying illness and have a COVID-19 positive test result.
Fiji hasn't made the methodology behind its two death counts public, and the Ministry of Health didn't respond to Pacific Beat's requests for comment. However, the approach appears to be out of step with those of other countries. In Australia, for example, COVID-19 must be recorded as the underlying cause of death when it's a contributing factor among other causes, in line with the World Health Organization directive. The WHO states that there must be a clear alternative cause of death, such as trauma, to rule that someone with COVID-19 has died of other causes. Dr. Baker says that's unlikely to be the case with so many deaths in Fiji.
If they died from a traumatic illness and they were tested positive, you might exclude them. But apart from that, almost any medical condition is exacerbated by COVID-19, and you know, things like underlying respiratory cardiovascular disease, diabetes and high BMI are all known risk factors for poor outcome.
Fiji's Medical Association is also concerned at the reporting of deaths of people with COVID-19. Its president, Basharat Munshi, says Fijians are less likely to take public health guidance seriously if the scale of deaths is downplayed.
The public health message that should go out to people is that it is deadly. It is deadly in the vulnerable population, obviously, what we've seen. And perhaps if we are not capturing all of it, then maybe the public is getting the message that, look, yeah, we can get sick from it, but we may not necessarily die.
Dr. Munshi says the Ministry of Health has evaded his questions about how they determine deaths, but he says doctors appear to be deciding on a case-by-case basis in the absence of a government directive. John Caldor, a professor at the University of New South Wales Kirby Institute, says the unreported deaths could hamper Fiji's efforts to respond to the pandemic.
Getting an impression of the accurate number of deaths is helpful because you get a clearer sense of what's, because the deaths, of course, the tip of the iceberg of COVID, and you get a clearer sense of what the extent of the problem is.
Dr. Caldor says an accurate death count can help authorities measure how much supportive care, like ventilators, they need. Fiji's Health Secretary Dr. James Fong said on Monday he expects the daily numbers of COVID-19 cases and deaths to increase in the coming days.